You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
All right, Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams live here in the Right Side Studios, local, state, national. Man, we are covering down on the issues, and like the dude just said, yes, we are. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, listen, just so you know, President Biden, I watched the tail end of it during the break. He gave one of his angry lecture of the American public type speeches, you know, where it's, this is good for us. Fighting corn pop again. I mean, it's just obvious he got rested up during his vacation and came back all full of, you know, vinegar. But anyway, all that to say, he just signed it. The bill that will put 87,000 new IRS agents potentially into our lives over the next 10 years just got signed into law. So we're going to have some conservatives who go to D.C. that are willing to take the hard stand to actually pull back from a spending measure that is absolutely not what the American people wanted, despite the fact the president just said they did exactly what the American people wanted. Nobody wanted this, except the Democrats. Well, a friend of mine who knows firsthand what it's like to deal with the IRS is my friend Becky Gerritsen. Becky first kind of splashed onto the scene, at least to my knowledge, when she was the chair or the president of the Wetumpka Tea Party. And that was back during the 2010 time frame when I was first running for office, and I was a Tea Party guy up here in North Alabama. And then Becky wound up testifying before Congress when it became very apparent that the IRS was being weaponized against conservatives. So enough of me talking. Let me bring my friend Becky Gerritsen, who is now the executive director of the Eagle Forum of Alabama, onto the phone. Hey, Becky, how you doing?
I am great, and it's so good to talk to you. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Thank you, my friend. Well, listen, I'd already planned to do a segment on this, and then boom, I saw the storyline pop up on 1819 News sort of recounting your situation. I thought, I got to call Becky. So, refresh our memories here. Wetumpka Tea Party, 2012 time frame. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we started in 2009, and we were going gangbusters, and we wanted to apply with the IRS because we were collecting donations, using them for our website and handouts and that sort of thing. And so we applied for a 501c4 in October of 2010, and immediately our check was cashed for $850 for the application fee. It was a complete application. They had everything they needed to determine whether we qualified or not. However, we did not hear from them. Well, we heard from them right away saying, hey, about 90 days, you should have an answer.
Yeah.
Well, then we didn't hear anything for over a year, almost a year and a half. And that's when I received a letter from the Cincinnati office, good old Lois Lerner, saying that they couldn't process our application until I completed this questionnaire, which had about 87 additional pieces of information they wanted. So let me tell you what some of those were.
Yeah, please.
They wanted us to identify our volunteers. They wanted to know if any of our volunteers or donors had run for office or would be running for office in the near future. Now, by this time, we're in the 2012 election cycle. I started in 2010, but they held on to our application because it had Tea Party in the name. They wanted to identify the office that those people would be running for. They wanted us to provide detailed contents of all speeches ever given, the names of all of our speakers and their credentials. They wanted copies of all written communications and contents of all other forms of communications to any legislative body, even the ones that represent us personally. They wanted all of that. Now, they asked for more than that, but those were the ones that I was like, what?
And I gotta ask you, Becky, I mean, when you look at this, I mean, we can draw conclusions, but it was pretty apparent that this was a dig to find out the inner workings of your party because y'all were conservatives that were making waves. What do you think?
Yes. And the IRS admitted to pulling out the applications from people who had things like Patriot or Tea Party or Limited Government, any of those kind of names in the titles of these, you know, people's organizations, they held those aside because they saw what happened in 2010. with the Tea Party movement, and they did not want that to happen for the 2012 election coming up. And so it was just, it was awful. There were over 200 groups across the country that were given letters similar to this. Let me tell you just real quick, a couple of other, this was not demanded of the Wetumpka Tea Party, but some of my friends across the country, we were a pretty tight-knit group leading up to that. Some of the IRS wanted to know the contents of their prayers,
wow,
the books they were reading, and wanted them to provide a book report. They asked for internet passwords and usernames. It was crazy. And it went on and on and on. All social media posts, they wanted that. They wanted to know who their mentors were and what their political affiliation was. It just goes on and on. But it was way out of bounds. It was out of the scope of what they should have been asking for.
Well, Becky, let me ask you. I mean, here we are. We're sitting here having this conversation within minutes of the actual signing into law of a bill that will more than double the size and scope of the IRS. I don't see it getting better, at least especially under a liberal administration. I anticipate that what we saw under the Obama administration is going to be accentuated under his then vice president, now President Joe Biden. I mean, who just apparently railed against anyone who would dare to question this bill. But this is what I would call the weaponization of government. You guys went through it. Now, let me ask you this. Go ahead and refresh the memory. How did you wind up taking your stand, and how did you wind up testifying before Congress? How'd that come together?
Well, as soon as we were targeted, you know, we got the letter. A friend of mine from Texas, she ran the Waco Tea Party. She called me and she said, "Did you get this letter?" And we had reached out to several other of our buddies across the country, and we had all got similar letters. So my friend, she hooked up a conversation with the ACLJ. We had a group conference call, and Jay Sekulow said, "You guys are being targeted. I've seen the letters. We will represent you." And so in that process, it came time. Lois Lerner actually spilled the beans. After all, see, all of this happened in 2012, and I knew it happened, but it didn't come out publicly till over a year later, when Lois Lerner, during a speech, accidentally apologized for targeting people, and that's when the lid blew off.
Wow.
And about a month later, they called a hearing before Congress, and the ACLJ asked me to testify. And so I was up on a panel with six other people across the country who were from different organizations, a broad spectrum. They weren't all Tea Party folks. Some were pro-life groups. Some were just watchdog kind of groups. And it was amazing. It was such a God thing. And I'm so thankful to have had the opportunity to explain to Congress that our government has forgotten their place, and we live in an era where the government does not respect its citizens. And when you were talking about this accelerating what happened under Obama, I mean, look at what happened last week in Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
This already is ramped up. They're taking cell phones from legislators, sitting congressmen. FBI is raiding homes, and now with these new IRS agents, doubling the size of the IRS, and there was an amendment that was offered from Senator Crapo saying that you will not audit people making less than $400,000.
Right. Yeah, I talked about that earlier.
And they blew that out of the water and said no. So that people need to wise up, be careful, be sure that you do your taxes properly, because the chances are you probably will get audited. We had some people in our Tea Party group who had given. I'm not saying that the IRS targeted them, but it's interesting that after they did that, they were audited for the first time in their lives.
Oh, no kidding.
Giving taxes for 50 years.
Let me ask you this, though, too, because one of the mysteries for me is I'm looking back and thinking, whatever happened to Lois Lerner? I mean, so here was the person who headed up the office that you were particularly having to deal with, and now we're, you know, here we are, what, 10 years down the line, and I'm thinking, whatever happened to the woman who sat there? And she was, by the way, she was the pinata for conservatives for a while, because she was the epitome of the weaponization of government. She was the bureaucrat entrenched in the deep state, and a lot of those terms, deep state and all that, came out during this time. But whatever happened to her? Where does she go? We got, by the way, we got about 2 minutes left.
Well, she retired with full retirement. basically, you know, got a nice little handshake and probably a big bouquet of flowers, and she's off living her happy life.
Wow. Well,
and
you know,
no,
what, though?
No punishment.
I'll be honest with you. The one thing that I do take heart in is that you're also living your happy life, and I'm glad that you're still in the conservative fight, and this didn't wind up taking you down like they intended it to.
Yes. Yes. Well, I will tell you, Phil, I'm going to dangle a carrot in front of your face. We know from experience there's more targeting going on.
Oh, yeah.
And in due time, it will come out, and I will be able to give you some firsthand details of that.
Girl, don't tempt me with breaking news.
Yes.
Don't you call my show and tempt me. Well, you know what, though?
It's not stopping.
I don't think it's stopping. I think we have to keep our wits about us. We have to keep our head on a swivel and keep our powder dry, because this is literally a shot's been fired across our bow with today that bill being signed into law. And the very idea, they want to call it the Inflation Reduction Act and pretend that hiring or almost as many, the IRS is going to be almost as big as the U.S. Marine Corps at this point, and they're even arming them. You look at it and go, what the heck?
Oh, yeah.
How should we feel about this? But Becky, I want to tell you how much I appreciate the work you've done over the years in conservative causes. You've been neck deep in the trenches doing stuff, to include testifying for Congress about the weaponization of the IRS. And that's when I first became aware of your work, and I appreciate you.
Well, thank you. I just want to encourage you, and I so appreciate our friendship over the years and being able to collaborate on lots of different issues. It's wonderful having this great friendship. But we need help at the Eagle Forum, because there are more targets coming, and people can go to alabamaeagle.org, throw us a donation, become a member. We provide really good information on all sorts of things, from parental rights to COVID to transgenderism, you know, all different kinds of things. And we do have some attacks coming against us, and we'd love your help. So I look forward to telling you more in the future and keeping up on this IRS issue.
All right.
We'll see where it goes.
My friend, thank you. Becky Gerritsen.
Thank you.
Eagle Forum, staying in the fight. All right. Thank you, Becky. Well, listen, folks, that's somebody who's been in the trenches. In fact, when all this stuff about the weaponization of the IRS broke, it was her name attached to it, Becky Gerritsen, who you just listened to, and she's from Alabama, right down there in the Montgomery way in Wetumpka, little old Wetumpka Tea Party. Danger to America. IRS targets them. Next thing you know, Becky Gerritsen, still these many years later, in the fight, working with the Eagle Forum. We're not done. She's not done. Still in the mix. And there she was. And she, by the way, she was not a politician. She was not somebody who had a long history of advocacy. She'd never gone to school to learn how to be a political rabble-rouser. Nothing. She was somebody who didn't like what she saw, and she helped organize under the laws of our nation using her First Amendment rights. And next thing you know, the IRS found a reason to target her and her organization. She's still here, and she's still in the fight. All right, Boomer, take us to a break, brother. I ran long, but it was worth it. All right. Folks, listen, we're going to shift gears here in a minute. Y'all stay with me. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.